This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of Reformation, the home of Providence, the home of Seleuce, the militia series. I mean, it just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Once again, we're going to be seeking advice from a master of combat tactic, pistol craft, rifle craft, all that other kind of stuff. And he's become somebody I seek their counsel on, and I'm talking about the head of Combat Speed LLC, and that is Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm just trying to cope, you know, do the radio show, that kind of thing.
Understood, man.
So let's talk a little bit about something I've done, right? Dave and I discussed what we're going to discuss so that we can be on the same page, and I'm going to do it sort of backwards. So I have entered into a collaboration with a company called Tough Products.
Okay.
And in my day-to-day, I'm not a pistol instructor. I'm not a rifle instructor. I'm a radio guy. I'm a media guy. I shoot video. I do a lot of things, and I carry a lot of media junk, for lack of a better word.
Right.
Camera lens, batteries, microphone, that kind of stuff. And the way I carry it and everything, on some days, you know, I've got like both hands full and everything else. So for me, I also want to carry a gun. So I decided to enter into something where it would be easier to get to the gun if I have my hands full of stuff and everything. So we've designed this bag that'll be like a media bag, but at the same time, it'll be carrying a gun concealed very, very effectively. When I actually have one, I'll send you one. Because Steve will be running.
Yeah,
Steve will be
cool.
Testing it out too. But what do you think, is there ever a time that you have ever carried off body?
Yeah, I carry off body every day. I have a dedicated truck gun, which is a Gen 4 G17 with a tack light in the console of my truck.
Okay.
And that's where it stays. And I know it's always there. Of course, there are times from a legal standpoint, I do remove it from the vehicle, but it's there 95% of the time. The primary issue with carrying off body in whatever manner is having the discipline to work with it. You can't just say, I'm going to carry, you know, any pistol in any configuration, vehicle console, camera bag, the like, and not have the discipline to practice gaining direct access to it in a timely manner. You also have to look, that's the first thing I'm going to evaluate about off-body carry anyway. Based on what the physical location is, the physical position, the type of container or conveyance it's in, what is a realistic time frame the moment I make the decision to gain access and get it into action, what does that time frame look like? How long does it take me? What switches, catches, latches, zippers do I have to manipulate in order to gain access and look at it from a standpoint of evaluating whether the firearm is located to your left side, whether the firearm is located to your right side. You know, does your, during your everyday goings on, does your physical relationship to the firearm change? You know, how many possible combinations are there to work out to gain access to it? You see what I mean?
I do.
And then once you work that timeline out, you still need to make a decision if that's doable. You know, is it even doable under most circumstances? Of course, close ambush would be the most time sensitive. But there's other factors as well. You know, what is your level of awareness? How much do you pay attention to where you are and what you're doing, you know, where you're at, in support of using a firearm in the event? You see what I mean?
I do.
The, even though, you know, from a concealed carry standpoint, whether you carry on or off body, which I will clearly state, I understand carrying off body, but I don't necessarily support it as far as relying on it.
Right.
It's really going to, circumstances are really going to weigh heavy on that. I always carry on body, but the point I'm trying to make is, based on my read of my immediate circumstances, my immediate location, where I'm at, the terrain around me, if I anticipate the need to use my firearm, I'm not going to wait to get it into action by mounting it from the holster. I'm going to, you know, surreptitiously get the pistol into my hand and keep it low pro, keep it out of sight. So if my read is correct and I'm going to need to employ it, it's already in my hand, ready to go.
One of the things I did. Now, do you remember in back in the 80s with the armored vehicle drivers when we still had 1911s? They gave us these chest rigs to carry the 1911 in if you were a driver.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Classic military chest rig.
So I was pretty good at drawing from that, and the way we set up this bag is to where the gun is at that angle in that position when I have it in position to where I would actually employ the gun. That was part of the whole design of it, is to get it back in that chest position. So
very cool.
And what you're talking about, if you're doing a read out there and everything else, I can pull this around and I can pull the tab and have my hand in the bag on the gun, and they can't see the gun.
Very cool. Yeah, I'd like a T&E the product.
I will get you one.
Very cool.
We're calling the bag line Sheep's Clothing. This one will be the Timber Wolf because it's the big one. We're going to have a medium-sized one that will be the wolf, and the small one will be the fox.
Right.
All of them in Sheep's Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is... I agree with you. The best way to carry a gun is on body. But there's, like, when I'm filming, when I'm... If I'm at a show or something doing something, or if I'm with the grandkids,
I need
something that I can get pretty close in there and I can have sitting there, because I'm going to be in, and it probably sort of an urban setting with that, if that were to happen, if something were to go bad when I'm with the grandkids. So me sitting there with the chest rig, I'll just like look like an overaged hipster wearing too big of a bag. And they can think whatever they want, because I'm going to change their mind shortly if things get really bad. Let me get you to hold up right there. We're talking to Dave Harrington. He is the head instructor at Combat Speed LLC. And when we get back, we're going to talk about a range of scenarios and what he thinks the best approach would be to that, because combat is his specialty. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Got a communication today earlier, Dave. Somebody was berating me because I have not taken your advice and gotten the Glock 45.
Well, they did good.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't got one yet. You need to, bro.
Well, I'm looking around. I haven't seen one anywhere yet. I haven't.
Just order it.
Well, I got to find somewhere that I've got one place that I would trust to do it.
Right?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. You want to get your hands on one and work with it a little bit, right?
Yeah, I want to. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you do, you'll order one. Trust me.
I just got to find somebody that'll loan me one. So, I have one guy that might. Then I got to find out. Anyway, let's talk a few scenarios if we can, and let's start with the worst case scenario. Now, there's been a lot of people that look at the Mumbai type attack, where a bunch of terrorists working in two-man teams started hitting places in pre-positioned areas, all coordinated by time with a controller somewhere. And they how long did they go for? They went on for like a day and a half or so before they were all eliminated, or
right, correct.
As an armed citizen, right? Because they're not going to be trying to attack armed units of first responders like police or like military. If the military gets called into this, they're going to be coming after us. So for somebody that's trying to be civic-minded, if you will, and very concerned about the social frontier out there, how would you advise them to train themselves, kit themselves up, and should their goal be?
The primary goal, before you really start getting into kit and equipment and gear, personal gear, you have to look at the reality of the circumstances. If you have an organized state-sponsored terror cell that is working on that scale, the best you could do as an armed civilian, if you were to find yourself, either directly caught up in it or even on the periphery of it, you may have to defend yourself, and I'm cool with that, but your goal should be to break contact with the threat area. Some things you need to consider is just because the attack, is happening there, it could be a standalone attack. It could be a simultaneous attack with multiple locations. And I would, if it were me, so to speak, you have to look at the areas in which you can operate freely. You would have like a permissive environment, non-permissive environment, and then like a denied area. Well, any foreign element, terrorist element, that is going to conduct an operation of that size in this country would probably be looking at it as executing the mission in a denied area. And that's simply because, historically we're an armed society. So then, everybody's going to get treated the same as a target. So, if you're caught up in it, kill as many of them as you can. But I would be looking at it from a standpoint of breaking contact. Even though a lot of people carry, or legally carry, and I would like to think that everybody practices and, conditions themselves to function responsibly, doesn't necessarily mean they would have a high level of skill, let alone the confidence to carry the fight to the enemy. You see what I mean?
I do.
Because the whole psychological conditioning of concealed carry is one of personal defense or defense of home and loved ones. So it would be an absolute huge mental leap for some people, and they very well may have to face that decision if they find themselves, you know, on the X. But it'll be a huge mental leap for a lot of people to do that. If I were going to conduct an operation in a denied area, I would have as many support requirements or supporting elements possible, you know, within the realm of common sense and my resources, blocking forces, response forces, fire and maneuver elements. I would make sure that, and you also have to consider the support requirements as well. What kind of, you know, support are you bringing in? And just from a simple standpoint, if I was going to take something over to make a political statement, I would want to make sure I had enough food and water to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's going to take a couple, 3 days, probably. It depends on what the planning or the duration is, you know, for the mission, what the goal is.
This would be with a Mumbai type attack.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cause as much hate and discontent as you can in the shortest period of time. But the cool thing about it is, and I say that very seriously, those guys aren't necessarily concerned about surviving the action. So therefore, that makes it real easy in my mind to, you know, press the trigger, tuck them in for the dirt nap. Because they are not going to, you know, they're surviving the action is not a priority for them. So you've got to shut them down as fast as possible.
Right. We're coming up on the first break. When we get back, I want to expand on that a little bit if I can, just simply because I want to ask you about it. I want to ask you about the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, because that there was a different set of circumstances that came up with that. And the response was quite different from my understanding of it, but, you know, we can talk about that in about 5 or 6 minutes. Dave, of course, is the head instructor of Combat Speed LLC. His what he is teaching people to do is the profession of arms. These are people that are doing something in a real-world situation, or it might be just you as a concealed carrier in the United States of America. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's longtime advisor, Roger Stone, was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress, making him the latest member of President Trump's inner circle to be convicted on federal charges. The trial lasted just over a week in Washington, D.C., and Stone was found guilty on 5 felony counts. The second day of lawmakers questioning witnesses continues in the public impeachment probe against President Trump, much to the dismay of Republican Devin Nunes of California.
Democrats have been vowing to oust President Trump since the day he was elected. So Americans can rightly suspect that his phone call with President Zelensky was used as an excuse for the Democrats to fulfill their Watergate fantasies.
Record day for the Dow as it closed up 222 points to finish the day above 28,000 at 28,004. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dave Harrington, and now we're going to get into some stuff. Well, we've already been getting into some stuff, but we're going to get into some other stuff. So, Dave, so we talked about Mumbai, but with the mall attack in Nairobi at the Westgate Mall, where they pre-positioned, I think, some crew-served weapons in addition to all the other stuff they had. The response time for the people that were supposed to be the ones for the cavalry, I think it was like 4 or 5 hours, and there were actually people hearing about this that had permits in that area that went there to try to help evacuate people.
Right. Understood. Response time is critical, of course, depending on what country you're in, what level of infrastructure exists, and, you know, just the quality and the organization of, you know, the police, the militaries, respective type organizations is critical to something like that. That's why, you know, if you step back and look at it, you know, you're always going to default to selecting the softest target possible. So it's hard to, you know, plan ahead of time and be prepared to cover down in all respects. It's very difficult to do that. It's probably, now that I speak to that, it's probably, if not the biggest reason, it weighs heavy on anybody doing these types of attacks in the U.S. One, primarily because we're an armed populace, and two, the organization of local, state, and federal authorities is completely off the chart compared to the second and third world countries that the majority of these attacks take place in.
Right.
So the response, in a lot of respects, should be overwhelming. But then again, you have the psychological aspects, which, in the last decade or so is being addressed. But the police mentality is to protect and defend, for the most part. Protect and defend, those in their charge. They're not psychologically prepared necessarily to fire, maneuver, and close with to destroy the enemy. One thing that I frankly disagree with in respect to U.S. decision-making and war fighting is when the DOJ was allowed to basically categorize terrorism and terrorists as criminals. Because then you just overlaid the entire U.S. judicial system over an already, fairly difficult problem to solve. If you're a terrorist, as far as I'm concerned, you forfeit your entire existence if you're going to become involved in terrorism on any level. You should not have rights. You should not be given sanction. You should, frankly, be eliminated on sight.
They should be treated in a military manner?
They should be treated as enemy combatants, correct?
Yeah.
But even legitimate enemy combatants have, protocol. I mean, that's why the Geneva Convention exists.
Right.
But as far as I'm concerned, terrorists are outside of the Geneva Convention. They should be given no quarter. None at all. That's from the lowest foot soldier to the highest political leaders and everybody in between. They should be eradicated.
Well, that is interesting. Well, I mean, I've always thought that myself. I don't think they should be arrested. I think they should be boxed in and then,
destroyed.
Dealt with right then and there, dealt with.
Right,
because,
exactly.
That's them. In a lot of ways, I think that's a lot of where they come in and sort of use our judicial system and our constitution against us.
Oh, absolutely, man. They have their own intelligence mechanisms, blah, blah, blah. They know what, the rules of engagement are that we're operating under, and they take full advantage of them. It's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
It's one thing I'd like to put a lot of emphasis on at this point. Never underestimate the intelligence of your enemy. If there's a will, there's a way. You have to, do your homework. Be prepared on all levels. Have as much information as you can gather in respect to their past, current, and predicted future techniques, tactics, and procedures. Go total war on them. A lot of people just aren't prepared for a total war mentality. Like existed during, the World Wars, specifically World War II.
Right.
That was total war on all levels. And until you know, we come to grips with the facts of the matter, if you really wanted to step back and take a look at it, in some respects, this is nothing more than a religious war. This is one religion, the Muslims, basically declaring war not only on our way of life, but on Christianity as well. You know, and everybody likes to harken back to the years of the Crusades and all that. It's pretty much, you know, a template that they're following. They just seem to be a little more successful because we have become as civilized as we have, you know, to present day. And until, you know, we shift gears, downshift, so to speak, and treat terrorists as terrorists, it's going to be a much larger problem. It's only going to continue to grow.
Yeah. Coming up on the last break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about one more set of scenarios, just simply because this would all be homegrown, and we're going to discuss it with Super Dave and see what he has to say about this. Combat Speed LLC is where he is out of, and he's home right now, but most of the time he's on the road, and I just appreciate him taking the time to join us on this. Combat Speed LLC. I'm going to be looking to find a class with you sometime next year, just so you know.
Right.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dave Harrington, the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. When you go on the road, do you travel alone? You don't have a bunch of range safety officers that go with you, or do you just use the ones that are close to at the location you're going to?
Actually, it depends on the gig. If I need additional personnel, you know, I'll bring them on, but nine times out of ten, it's me. And based on my classes, I keep my classes small. Generally, anywhere from 8 to 10 people, trained participants. And depending on what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, I'm very aware of overextending myself so
right.
That does not happen.
Right. I was just curious about that because I think that's the way Steve does it, too. And, I mean, that seems like a daunting task to maintain a firing line without range safety officers there to me. So I guess...
Well, it depends on your experience and your level of awareness.
Yeah.
And, but I do... I want to expand on this point, if you don't mind, Bill.
Sure.
One thing I'd like to specifically point out in respect to the number of eyes or instructors or instructor-student ratios are concerned, the mentality that the firearms instructor or the lead trainer on scene is responsible for everything that does or does not happen. Now, in respect to training, that is true. However, I'd like to point out one key difference that I make, you know, and I follow the guidelines of my insurance company and whatnot, you know, and people sign the release of liability statements and all that. But in addition to that, basically everyone knows that comes into contact with me in respect to training, I hold the individual directly responsible for what they do or fail to do in respect to safety. Now, at times, if it's a safety-related issue, I cut no slack. I point out the transgression. We have a discussion about it, not to be discussed again. you know, of course, until it happens again. And if it happens again, basically you're done. I don't tolerate safety violations. To me, it's a it displays a lack of awareness and professionalism. And people have a tendency to, you know, outrun their headlights from time to time. And you have to know the difference. You have to be responsible. But, yeah, everybody's individually responsible for what they do or don't do at any point in time. And safety, firearm safety, in its many shapes, forms, and fashions, is not to be violated at any point in time.
Agreed.
The one thing that goes in line with that is I've actually seen people become so distracted with trying to be safe that they're dangerous. You know, safety has parameters based on what you know and understand, based on, you know, about firearms and shooting and application. Applications of fire, the ability to follow directions, individual level of awareness and proficiency, all of these things go into the play of the problem. And ultimately, you know, the individual is responsible. It just has to be made extremely clear right up front. And I don't generally have safety incidents in respect to what I do or how I do it. I've in my I want to say 15 years of being in the industry, I've only had to send one dude home, and it, you could say I indexed the guy before he became a problem. He was simply in over his head. I was doing an integrated weapons program for urban combat. And the cat, you know, I don't discriminate. I don't have prereqs. You know, if you speak English and you can follow instructions and pay attention, you're generally good to go. But this cat couldn't do, he couldn't multitask. So I basically refunded his training fee and told him to, you know, go out and gain some experience, and he'd be welcome to, you know, come back to any program I run, having done so. But I do, reserve the right, to index anyone as far as, you know, gross safety violations are concerned. And send them home. That's another very important point that is covered right up front in the in brief.
That sounds very reasonable. I just the whole range safety thing is a big thing for me. I'll have to tell you about that another day. I'm not going to tell you about it right now, but. We got about 2 or 3 minutes left. Do you think we're going to see something in the United States along the lines of Antifa getting sort of militant or anything? And is this something that, as a tactical instructor, you look at?
Well, your various organizations out there, you know, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, hell, just the Democratic Party itself. This is America, man. Anything can happen. You know, I would just impress upon, you know, the law-abiding citizens of this country to exercise your rights. Be prepared. Stop pretending like it can't happen here, and get on with your daily lives, but be prepared for what the day may bring.
That sounds reasonable, too. Try to be prepared for the unexpected, huh?
Absolutely. And enjoy living.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of what these organizations want to do. It's part of the psychological impact It's part of the disruption of your daily life. You know, don't let them do it. Don't fall, you know, psychological victim to these organizations at all. Be smart.
Well, now that's you just beating the terrorists to their little thing, because that's one thing they try to induce fear, I do believe, and change the way change the way the world operates. That's terrorism. So
exactly.
I like it. I like it a lot. Before we run out of
time, I certainly enjoyed the show.
Yes, sir. Before we run out of time, are you going to be around next week?
Yes, I will be.
Outstanding.
Absolutely.
Super Dave. We'll be back when we return to the... I got to figure out what to call this. I like calling it combat pistol craft with you, but at the same time, there's got to be more to it than this, because we talk other things besides combat pistol craft. So,
right.
If you have something in mind, let me know. I can always use the input.
I will think tank it and come up with a solution.
Very good, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bill. You're welcome, and thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. Later on, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten, third hour. Hour number two is just going to be me ranting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI. We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.